It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Well, there might be a line at the convenience store to get your coffee, your fat pill, or your Slurpee this morning. That Mega Millions jackpot is north of $650 million. And tomorrow night brings a Powerball top prize worth at least $345 million. A challenging night last night for sports fans in Wisconsin, as they had the Brewers playing on a night where the Packers also played. Some fans were in bars with multiple screens. Many at home likely watched one game on the television, the other on a smartphone. But for Brewers and Packers fans alike, the outcome was good. From This Week in Agribusiness, in the social media this morning, I see farmer friends posting pictures of their ropes and chains that they have ready to pull equipment out of the mud in this painful harvest here in part of the heartland. And the weekly crop bulletin yesterday underscored how little progress has been made in the past week. In Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota, only 1% of the soybeans got combined last week, while North Dakota brought in only 3% of its bean crop last week. The soybean harvest in South Dakota is 37 percentage points behind the five-year average, while in Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, the bean harvest trails by just over 30 percentage points here in the second week of October. While the nationwide soy harvest is 15 points behind average, with about two-thirds of the crop still out of the field, the corn harvest is actually 4 points ahead of average, with not quite two-thirds still to be harvested. By now, you've likely seen the video of that 10-year-old Missouri boy playing guitar on stage last weekend during that Foo Fighters concert. They had seen him playing air guitar out of the crowd and brought him up on stage. He was good. And he got to keep the guitar he played with the band, to see his expressions and to watch him hug Foo Fighter frontman Dave Grohl was priceless. Dave was naturally drawn to the boy, we suspect, because he has three kids of his own, ages 12, 9, and 4. But now, maybe you hadn't read this or heard this about that story. That boy who came up from the crowd, Collier Rule, has the middle name Cash. Named after Johnny Cash. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.